The seeds are sown and await the judgment of circumstance. The soil, the birds, the weeds will all have a say. The weather will be what it will. The sower sows the seeds, but the Creator makes them grow. It is out of His hands now. Words, His seeds were sown into new and unknown soil. There are no guarantees. For the seed must die, no strings attached. The illusions of yesterday and tomorrow call like sirens toward the rocks of stagnation. Don't become stranded there, perishing, thinking, wishing, wasting. Action, risk, being is required. To utterly fail is a success, and it is no shame. For it is shame's illusion that binds and enchants and seduces, calling the soul toward slumber. Cast into now, that space between the ticks of time. Let go, no clinging. Risk the loss of a seed in hand for a hundredfold return. Open the hand to give. Empty it of the old so that there is space for the new. A new garden is needed. The old no longer sustains. It has become dry, worn, and overused. Now take the best seeds and cast them into the unknown. Do not shrink or draw back in the face of it. Speak your words boldly. Sow them with generosity and care. Fret not about the ones which do not sprout. Let them go. Look only for the ones which do. Attend and care for those. Waste not yourself on what is not. In the end, your task is only to sow. Intention and creativity are yours. It's the Creator's grace, though, that shapes what will be in accordance with the true desires of your heart. And remember that even the seeds are not your own. They are gifts too. Why would you hoard what was intended to be given away? Stir up those gifts. Bring them into the light. Sow them freely. Give them away so that you may receive back the bounty of the one who is the giver of all seeds.